It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is brought to your way this morning by Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Wainwright Propane, Fairfield National Bank, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, the Fairfield Banking Company, Bonds Tire, People's National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, and Citizens National Bank.
Good Saturday. And a good Saturday morning to you here at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. It's time for Sports Talk. Derek Dunn here with you on a Saturday, January the 11th. Well, we just had some rain here this morning, but it looks like the rain has moved out here of Fairfield. And we'd like to remind you again that be aware of some flooding out there due to the rain that we have received. So far here today, we have received 1 inch and 23 hundredths of rain. Yesterday, we received 2 inches and 23 hundredths. We'd like to do the math here real quick. If you have those two numbers, it amount to about almost 3.5 inches, right about 3.46. But anyway, just want to go ahead and tell you that. Be aware if you're traveling out and about this morning due to some flooding out there on the roadways, on the highways, the county roads. So just be aware of that. But it is great to be with you here on Sports Talk here on this cloudy Saturday. Derek Dunn here with you. And let's go ahead and take a look here at the local and national sports scores from yesterday here. Boys high school basketball action. It was Fairfield over Lawrenceville, 61-36. The battle of the old NEC, the battle of the old North Egypt Conference. Remember that conference? I certainly do. I remember playing at the junior high level in the junior NEC. It was Edwards County over Johnston City, 39-32. South Central over Sisney, 45-36. It was Wayne City topping Patoka, 81-60. El Dorado over Carmi White County, 40-27. It was Christopher defeating Hamilton County, 55-31. Gorville over Trico, 53-34. Vienna over Ziegler Royalton, 62-48. Woodlawn over Sandoval, 62-13. Waltonville over Weber, 39-22. Hardin County over Thompsonville, 69-55. It was Carrier Mill Stoneford over Gallatin County, 49-43. Murfreesboro topped Harrisburg, 73-68. Nashville over Pickneyville, 57-38. Heron over West Frankfort, 47-36. Benton defeated Massac County in a close one, 57-53. It was Anna Jonesboro over DuCoyne, 38-23. Sparta edged Carterville, 55-53. It was Effingham St. Anthony over Mount Carmel, 60-49. Altamont over Dietrich, 65-51. Bree Central over Columbia, 51-45. It was Robinson over Flora, 51-28. Casey Westfield knocked off Paris, 52-49. Marshall defeated Olney Richland County, 49-43. It was Newton over Red Hill, 45-29. North Clay, they defeated Calden Herrick Beecher City, 82-56. It was Tutopolis over Champaign St. Thomas More, 67-44. NCAA men's basketball, a couple of ranked teams that played last night. It was 6th-ranked Butler over Providence, 70-58. And an upset, Iowa, they topped 12th-ranked Maryland, 67-49. Joe Weiskamp had 5 3-pointers in the win for the Hawkeyes, so a good win for Iowa. Take a look at the NBA. It was Indiana over Chicago, 116-105. Those two teams been battling each other for years. Always a rivalry whenever Indiana and Chicago take on each other right there. And taking a look here, who led the scoring right there? Miles Turner had a great game for the Pacers, 27 points, 14 rebounds, 3 assists. Zach LaVine, 43 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist. But his 43 points were not enough as Turner's double-double and the Pacers overcame the Bulls last night. Pacers right now 24-15 overall. The Bulls on the opposite side of that, they're way below 500. 13-26 overall. Coming up here, we got some interviews we'll be talking about here today. We'll hear from these area coaches. We got Jake Talbert, who has been serving as interim coach for Wayne City in place of Jim Corona, as Jim had that heart attack last week as he's been rehabbing and been recovering at home. So we'll hear from Jake Talbert. Also, we'll hear from Scott McElravy of the Fairfield Mules and also Russ Gerlach of the Edwards County Lions. Coming up here on Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
When a need for medical care arises outside of regular business hours, simply visit Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Urgent Care at the FMH Medical Complex, 213 Northwest 10th Street, Suite A Left. There is no need for an appointment, and walk-ins are always welcome. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care treats strains, sprains, sore throats, colds, flu, minor lacerations, minor fractures, and more. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 5.
Don't wake up in the cold. Time now to get your propane tank filled. Call Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods and get a service call today. A full tank means a warm home. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. Call 842-3940 for quick and professional service. And don't forget, we're the place to shop and buy your weapons for hunting and personal protection. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays, 8 to noon.
For over 100 years, F&B has been the leading financial institution in our region. How? By simply taking care of our customers and listening to their needs. That's what our bank was built on, and that's the path that we still follow to this day. We're very excited to once again raise the bar by helping you make your money work harder for you. Be on the lookout for some big news coming soon. F&B, banking, business, life. Member FDIC.
One of 4.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Listening to Sports Talk here on this Saturday, January 11th. Derek Dunn here with you. Time is 9:07. And let's go ahead and talk about earlier this week here on Tuesday night. As Wayne City, they defeated NCOE for the second time this season. If you recall, Wayne City beat NCOE back at the Christopher Turkey Tournament. That was right before Thanksgiving, right there. It was actually on Thanksgiving week, actually. The Indians beat NCOE back then in November, and they got another win against them. But this time, the game was much closer. In their first game, Wayne City won by about 27, 28 points. But this one was where Wayne City won by at least 8. Final there was 46-38. Taj McKinney, Caden Taylor, and Travis Dickey led the balanced scoring effort for the Indians. And Mark Turner and I, we broadcast the game down at NCOE on Tuesday night. And we interviewed Jake Talbert, who was serving as interim head coach while Jim Corona is rehabbing at home following that heart attack last week. So here is Mark chatting with Jake Talbert following that win against NCOE Tuesday night.
Coach, congratulations on your first varsity win here this year. That was a pretty impressive impressive run by the Indians, especially in that second half.
Yeah, you know, just told them coming out of the huddle there, first 3 minutes are the most important minutes there of the second half, and I thought our offense looked a lot better in the second half for sure. And we got to the free throw line, which is something we didn't do against Metro East Lutheran.
I thought the rebounding advantage was very key in that second half. Caden Taylor really went hard to the glass.
Yeah. You know, to begin the second half, we didn't get so many boards. It seemed like they were, you know, when Ty Money's getting those boards underneath, he's the shortest guy on the floor. So Caden Taylor, Marcus Durham, they really stepped up, and it seemed like every board was theirs from then on.
All right. Let's talk about the Indians as a whole. You play a rotation of about 8-9 kids, but it's very nice to have a rotation that is that deep.
It's very nice. And, you know, we had Kent Miller getting foul trouble first half. Darren getting foul trouble, backs him up. And they each had 2 fouls. And Camden Podorf comes off the bench. He's ready. He comes
and
to practice
gets
every day.
A great steal.
Yeah, gets a great steal that we get a layup on, and we take the lead going into the half. And I just told him in the locker room, if we had a game ball, Camden would get it.
All right. Let's talk about Coach Jim Corona. He's been sidelined for about a week now.
Yeah.
How's he been? How's he doing?
He's doing – I think he's doing great from when I talked to him on the phone. He's resting up at home, going through some physical therapy, and hopefully we'll have him back next week.
All right. Coach, let's talk about the rest of the season
just
a little bit. You guys head down to Patoka on Friday night.
Yep.
And then you get set for the Midland Trail Conference Tournament. That's coming up in just a few weeks as well.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, we're taking it a game at a time. We got Gallatin County next Tuesday, and that'd be a nice revenge game for us. We lost by one in the holiday tournament, so we really want to get them. And then, of course, we have North Play on the road, and that's going to be a really tough matchup.
That is a tough one, and I think we will have that game for you on either WFIW or WOKZ1. I think we're headed up there to see that one.
Awesome.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the victory, and we'll see you down the road.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Coach Jake Talbert from Wayne City, his first varsity win here tonight.
And that was Wayne City boys basketball interim coach Jake Talbert. Again, Jake's been filling in for Jim Corona as Jim's been rehabbing at home. And again, all of us here want to wish Jim Corona a speedy recovery. Good news right there in regards to his health right there. So it looks like hopefully Coach Corona will be roaming the sidelines for Wayne City next week here. But again, congratulations to Jake Talbert on his first win as a varsity coach. And they also won last night over Patoka 81-60, so making me two wins for Jake Talbert. You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Coming up, we'll hear from Coach Scott McRavy, also Russ Gerlach. We'll also take a look at the sports schedule for today as well. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customized shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
There is a huge produce sale going on now at the Fairfield Save-A-Lot on West Main Street. Check out these deals and many more. A head of lettuce, 99 cents. Zucchini, 99 cents a pound. 2 pounds of sweet onions, $1.69. 5 pounds of russet potatoes, $1.69. Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot on West Main Street to take advantage of their huge produce sale that is going on now. Give them a like on Facebook. You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Double D here with you on this Saturday. Time is 9:12 here. And last night, the Mules hosted Lawrenceville at the Mule Barn as Fairfield Community High School recognized graduates who are serving in the military. It was Armed Forces night right there, a military appreciation night, but a great night indeed. Really enjoyed it. Also would like to mention this too before I forget, and that is Fairfield Community High School. They also had a check presentation as well here, and let me go ahead and ramble off here. This pertained to the football season that wrapped up just a few months ago right there. What happened was a big thanks to Fairfield National Bank, continuing support of Fairfield Community High School and the Mule backers. The check was made for the donations incurred for the Mules football season. Of course, we covered the Mules here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. For every score right there was money being made. The check presentation amounted to $1,160. Again, that was from Fairfield National Bank to the FCHS Mule backers. So awesome stuff right there. They had that check presentation right before they announced the veterans and the military right there, those that are currently serving. And last night, though, interesting game. Lawrenceville led after one quarter, 18-11, but the Mules, they responded in a big way. Just really shut out Lawrenceville from then on. That second quarter was big for the Mules as Fairfield was able to get the win right there. Final score of that game was 61-36. And Mark Turner, he chatted with Mules coach Scott McRavy after the game, after the win against Lawrenceville.
Coach, congratulations on win number 13 on the year. It was a tough one early on for you.
Well, I don't know what our effective field goal percentage is going to be when we finally get our stats back tomorrow, but it was probably one of our lower ones. I'm going to guess low 40s maybe. So it's probably just regular field goal percentage, maybe less than that. I do know excuse me, we were 1 for 9 for our first threes, which is never going to be good, you know, but they had 18 at the end of the first quarter. They had 36 at the end. So that means they got 18 spread out for the other three. So our defense picked it up. We switched back and forth with zone and man a little there, and I think that got us going. Multiple kids scored again. But, yeah, we left a lot of points on the board, actually, there in that first half and second, for that matter.
We talked about it in the pregame just a little bit. You know, you can't expect to shoot 55, 60% like you did at KZ Westfield every night. But you know what? Defense and rebounding, you can do every night.
Yeah, and we pushed the ball. You know, and we're not going to – I still thought there were times today where we could have pushed it a little more. You know, we've got some depth, you know, and we've got some good athletes for our level that we play. And, you know, we've got to keep the hammer down. I mean, as long as we're, you know, taking good shots in transition, you know, I've got a lot of guys that they're good at that type of stuff. So keep working on it. Get better. It's, you know, you always want to win. But, you know, being down after the first quarter was different for us. And that made us, you know, work a little extra hard, kept us focused.
Now you start thinking about only Richland County on Tuesday, second time you've seen them this year.
Yeah. Coach Flanagan's team's always really good defensively. You know, he started mixing in some zone this year. They don't have the big kid anymore. So that's a big hurt for them, the 6'8 guy. So, you know, they've got a really good sophomore in Travis. And, of course, his son, Flanagan, really nice player. They run their sets really well, you know, in that. So this is the game that they came to our place last year and put it to us. So the kids haven't forgot that, you know, and so hopefully we get up there and you know, have a good ball game Tuesday.
Walney is an awful tough place to play.
Tough
and,
place
Rob
to play.
Flanagan
yep.
is a master at making adjustments after a loss.
Yeah, we expect to see different stuff out of him, and hopefully he's going to see some different things out of us as well, and that's just part of it. But, you know, it was good to get a win. It was great to have a big crowd here. I thought our band was great as well, and really great to honor our service men and women. That was super special. Had a lot of those in class and know a lot of the others. That's a big deal. That's bigger than the basketball game for sure.
All right. Coach, again, congratulations on the W. We'll see you Tuesday night at Alney.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right.
And that was Emile's basketball coach, Scout McElravy, talking about the win over Lawrenceville last night. Interesting game right there again. I mean, Lawrenceville led after one quarter, 18-11, but then Fairfield just went on a roll. Defense really shut out Lawrenceville, and the Mules were able to get the win. Fairfield right now 13-2. In case you're wondering about Alney and Richland County here, this is a team that Fairfield watched at the Capital Classic Tournament. They did not. Actually, they took on each other earlier, and Fairfield was able to get the win. But taking a look here, in terms of Little Illini Conference standings, where Alney sits at right now, the Tigers, as of last update, were 8-7 overall, so just a game above 500. You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Coming up, we'll hear from Russ Gerlach as Edwards County. They hosted Johnston City last night, and it was the Lions who got the win. So we'll hear from Russ. It's coming up here on Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Seasons change, people change, financial needs change. This is Anthony Vaughn, your ag and commercial lender at Fairfield Banking Company. As your bank, we're here to see you through those changes and to make sure your accounts reflect the seasons of your life. Our staff is ready to help you make the changes necessary to ensure that your financial needs are being taken care of. Stop in and see me at the Fairfield Banking Company. We're the hometown banks. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Vaughn's Tire is ready to help you before it's too late with all your tire and battery needs. They have every kind of tire from a lawnmower to those big old tractor tires. If you want car tires, they have a large selection of brand name tires, and if you need batteries, they have them also. No matter what your tire needs are, they have you covered at Vaughn's Tire. Vaughn's Tire is located in Fairfield, south on Route 45, across from Casey's. Give them a call today, 842-3500.
104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com, listening to Sports Talk. Derek Dunn here with you. Time is 9:20 here on this Saturday, January 11th. Well, last night, Edwards County and Johnston City met up for a Black Diamond Conference showdown, and this time the Lions were able to get their fifth win of the season right there against Johnston City, and it was a low-scoring game, but they got the win. Final there was 39-32, and Dave Reggie caught up with Lions coach Russ Gerlach following the game.
And now Coach Gerlach has joined us here at our broadcast location. And, Coach, congratulations on a thrilling win here tonight.
Yeah, it was a lot more exciting than it probably needed to be. We really played well there early. I was shocked against their zone. We scored so easy. Then they went man-to-man, and we struggled, which surprised me. I thought we could score against their man-to-man a lot better, but just wasn't the way it was tonight. We had finished the second half. I think we were 5 of 8 turnovers. 4 of the last 5 were turnovers. That let them get back in the game, but third quarter we turned it around, took care of the basketball better, played them tight, then pulled away in the fourth.
I'll tell you what I really enjoyed watching tonight was, first of all, now they didn't do a lot of pressing, but when they did, with Jordan Brock in there, we do a lot better job breaking the press with Jordan on the floor.
Well, he's got a little more experience. He stays a little calmer than others, you're right. But, it's just we've improved as a group.
Yeah.
I felt like our turnover stretch there in the second quarter was our own – I'm trying to think of the right word to use, but our own silliness. I'll say that instead of other words.
Okay.
We just kind of went brain dead for a while and got out of – started doing things that we're not capable of doing, but then once we got it going back the right track in the second half, things were a lot better.
My guess is, Coach, that because Andrew missed a good part of the season, and because of that, you probably are playing him, as in baseball they say, a pitch count, because we don't have a pitch count in basketball, but you're watching the minutes he plays.
Actually, I'm not watching the total minutes. I'm just waiting until he looks like he can't breathe, then I'm taking him out. And he'll tell us, too.
He will.
And then, when we played against Dietrich the other day, they went to that very quick lineup, and I looked at him and I said, I don't know who to put you in for because I don't know who you can guard on the floor. And his first words were, that's fine. It's okay. Play the other guys. So he's okay with it. We're playing him as much as we can, but if we got to get him a little bit of a break because of the being not necessarily out of shape, but even his size, even if he was perfectly healthy, he's not going to go all game.
No.
So I've been happy with what he's been doing, happy with the other guys, step in and played some tonight. Just overall, everybody on the team really played hard in the second half, had minor miscues on defense there in the second half, and we actually addressed them after the game. That was about the only X and O things we talked about, was just a couple things that they did to us that I thought we kind of knew better on, but, we'll do better on that the next time.
Well, talking again about Andrew, when they get the ball down to him in the paint, he's tough to stop.
Well, Coach Stein and I have practiced against him a couple times, and we do not enjoy it because when you hit him, he does not move.
No.
And it shakes your entire body. And, you saw him tonight bury some of those guys in the post, and they had to sag 3 guys in on him. So, we got to do a little bit better job, I think, next week of not forcing it to him maybe. Hit the wing guys and then maybe hit him with the second pass. But, he did a good job of getting it to him tonight. Ty did a good job on that high-low.
Yeah.
So I really feel like that they played well together tonight. They got the right man. Caden's been averaging double digits tonight. I think he only had 2 or 4 points. The other guys
Caden
picked
had
up
4, yeah.
The other guy picked up the slack. It was definitely a rough physical game, but, I was upset with it. They were upset, but they kept playing through it, and can't complain with a win.
What did you do to Camden Calgar, Coach? Over the last couple of games here, he's been our leading scorer. He's our leading scorer tonight with 14 points throughout the season up to this point. He didn't score much.
Well, we talked a lot of that between the El Dorado tournament and the Dietrich game, and he talked about how he was trying to help get everybody else involved I hate when the NBA guys say it, but a facilitator trying to pass, get everybody else going in the games. But finally he said, I got to be more aggressive. I said, yeah, you do. I said, when you drive the lane and jump stop, you shooting, it's not a bad shot for us.
Right.
And he's finally kind of being a little more aggressive inside, trying to get to the hole and, taking some shots when he's open as opposed to trying to find the other guy. And, we told him there he got a couple turnovers to finish the second quarter. you know, you're at the volleyball line. There's no reason you're not jump stopping and shooting it yourself. I mean, I don't want you to think I want you to be selfish, but you've got it. Shoot it.
We were down by 1 point at halftime, 17-16. What did you say to the boys at that point? Because we had led throughout most of that first half up until the closing minutes of that first half.
Well, we talked about our horrible second quarter of turning the ball over like crazy. You know, I know we had at least five, if not more, turnovers in the second quarter. I think we had six. You know, like I said, we turned it over five of the last eight times. You know, I don't know if we got a shot off, but twice in the last probably 3 minutes. And you go 3 to 4 minutes without even getting hardly a shot off, and if you do, you miss it. You know, it's going to be hard. So we talked about staying composed on offense, running things through. We made a couple minor adjustments on how we're running the play to where we can get a little bit post-action quicker as opposed to it taking a little bit longer. You know, it's one of those where as a coach you have these great ideas and you do them in practice and they look just beautiful. And then you try them in a game and you realize it's not the greatest idea ever. Well, we had to make a little minor adjustment on the fly. You know, we're going to try to work on that adjustment again tomorrow and Monday to where it looks a little smoother come next week.
And speaking of next week, we've got two big conference games next week, both of them right here at home.
Yes, get to play Carmi and El Dorado. Both of them are pretty solid teams. They were ranked third and I think sixth at the El Dorado tournament. Both of them are going to be tough games. We got to play definitely better than we did today. Right now, defensively, we're pretty locked in. I'm really happy. You know, I don't care who the team is. You hold them under 35, mm-hmm. you're doing a pretty good job.
Right.
But we just got to get some more points on the board. And we're trying. You know, we've got ideas, but unfortunately, they're just not always working. Or, like tonight, we talked in the locker room after the game. The first thing I talked about was, you know, are you guys strong enough to play in that game? Because some of you guys got pushed around like crazy.
Yeah.
And that's something we've been talking about with our weightlifting program and stuff. You know, we're not strong enough to play in that because the refs weren't calling the bumps. If you got bumped and shot it, you were missing it because you weren't strong enough. So hopefully, I know those things are hard to fix immediately, but we can see some improvement on that by next year and get some of those things taken care of.
Coach, the Edwards County basketball varsity team right now, to me, the difference in what this team was back there at the Capital Classic tournament and what they are now is as different as night as day. This is not the same team that we saw play up there at the Capital Classic.
Well, we're definitely better defensively.
Right.
Now, granted, we haven't played a Marshall, so it maybe we're not as good defensively as I think, but we haven't played, but we definitely improved on defense.
And we're not throwing the ball away like
we're not
we did.
Turning the ball over as much. On offense, we're a little bit smoother. You know, like I just said a minute ago, we had this plan over the summer. It was looking great. And then when we started, even against Grayville, it looked atrocious.
Yep.
So we made some changes going into the Sisney game. But we stuck through those until, the El Dorado tournament, we started making some minor changes. And then we had that entire week before the Dietrich game, and we kept making more changes. And now I really feel like we have a better plan on offense. We know what we're doing. It's taking advantage of our players a little bit better. And, even though that doesn't show on the scoreboard, it definitely looks better. So hopefully we can improve our shooting as the season goes on, make a few open shots or make a few more tough shots as well and get some more points on the board.
Well, I got to be honest with you, Coach. With the way the team was playing early in the season, especially up there at the Capital Classic, I was thinking, boy, this is going to be a rotten season. But I don't feel that way anymore. I mean, I really feel encouraged and enthused about this basketball team. Now, yeah, we're going to face some tough teams, but I don't think we're going to get blown out like we did in the Capital Classic.
Well, the main thing is we're playing better and we've shown improvement. And, I guess in the long run, really as a coach, that's the two things, some of the things you're worried about. Do your kids play hard? Are they competitive? Are they respectful? Have they shown improvement throughout the season? And, I feel like they have. So I guess I'm obviously very happy on that standpoint. Yeah, we want to win all the games as well, but main thing is we're steadily improving and looking better. And, we've still got a long way to go, though, to play some of the top teams in the conference, but we're looking forward to it.
Well, we had a good-sized crowd here on our side. The Edwards County fans turned out, even on a rainy night like it is, to back the Lions here tonight. They walked away with a win, and I'm looking for another big crowd here again next Tuesday night And next Friday night, when Carmi and El Dorado come to town, and congratulations on a big win tonight, Coach.
Thank you. We definitely appreciate the fan support. I'm not sure if they were here for the milk giveaway or us. I'm glad they were here, and we'll look forward to seeing them next week.
All right. Thanks again. Coach Gerlach here, and the Edwards County Lions pull off a win here tonight at home against the Johnston City Indians by a final score of 39-30.
And that was Dave Rigg chatting with Russ Gerlach of the Edwards County Lions. Getting the final there was 39-32. Edwards County coming up on top over Johnston City here. Taking a look here at the BDC standings, since we are talking some Black Diamond Conference basketball here, in case you're wondering where the Mules are at along with Edwards County. Right now in the East Division, Fairfield 13-2 overall, 4-0 conference play. El Dorado 3-1 in league, 13-4 overall. Edwards County, they are 5-9 overall, 1-2 in the BDC East. Hamilton County 7-7 overall. The Foxes are improved this year, 2-2 in the league. Carmi-White County 1-2 overall, 1-2 in the league, but 7-8 overall, so just barely below 500. And Johnston City 3-12 overall, 0-4 in the BDC East. That's the standings right there for the Black Diamond. Let's take a look here at the Midland Trail. We had Jake Talbert on there earlier here, in case you're wondering what the league looks like so far. Woodlawn is 13-2 overall, 5-0 in the Midland Trail. Wayne City is 10-5 overall, 3-0 in the league. Waltonville is 7-6 overall, 3-1 in the Midland Trail. Odin is 10-6 overall, but 1-1 in the league. Grayville 2-7 overall, but 1-1 in the Midland Trail. Weber is 5-11 overall, 1-3 in the Midland Trail. Sisney has yet to win a Midland Trail Conference game. They're 0-1 there, but they are 6-7 overall. Sandoval 2-7 overall, 0-3 in the league. And Christ Our Rock Lutheran at Centralia 6-12 overall, 0-4 in the league. Coming up here, we will take a look at some sports news here throughout the course of the week. We'll also take a look here at the sports schedule for today. Got some boys and girls high school basketball action. Tell you about several games here in Southern Illinois on this Saturday. So stay tuned here. You're listening to Sports Talk, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Gonzalez with People's National Bank. People's National Bank has partnered with Zelle. Zelle is an easy way to send and receive money with family, friends, and others you trust. You can use Zelle today right from your PNB To Go mobile banking app. Money moves directly between bank accounts fast. Stop by People's National Bank today to learn more about Zelle. Available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like it's a season away. To others, it's the next whistle to get back in the basketball game. United Mutual Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer for insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
WFIW radio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on this Saturday morning here on this January 11th. And let's take a look here at some sports news throughout the course of the week here. Major League Baseball is investigating allegations that the Boston Red Sox used their video replay room to steal signs during the 2018 championship season. A report from The Athletic says that three anonymous people who worked for the organization disclosed the allegations. Red Sox have declined comment. Let's see here. I could never do this. Darren probably couldn't do it either, maybe. But breakdancing is going to become an official sport for the first time in the 2024 Olympics in Paris. The sport will be called breaking, and dancers will be scored on a 10-point system that includes footwork, freezing in poses, and floor spins. Yeah, I can't do that. Darren is looking across the way here. He's got a big smile on his face. I couldn't do it. NHL news here. Blues goalie Jordan Binnington is set to take on Justin Bieber. Binnington issued a public challenge on the pop star's Instagram account 10 breakaways, me versus you. You score on me, I'll dye my hair platinum blonde. Bieber responded with a counteroffer, calling on the goaltender to donate $10,000 to charity if Bieber can score on him. Bennington accepted Bieber's proposal. Details on where and when the challenge will take place have yet to be determined. That will be must-see TV, by the way. That will be, yeah. I would say, at this point, I'm going to say Bennington. I think Bennington is going to... I think he's going to win that. He's going to win that public challenge. NFL news: Tom Brady says he's not ready to retire and plans to play another season, whether with the Patriots or another team. The 42-year-old six-time Super Bowl champion could become an unrestricted free agent for the first time in his career when his contract is up in March. Brady says he still has more time to prove following a season that ended abruptly in the Patriots' 20-13 wild card loss to the Titans last week. Major League Baseball news. The Cardinals are adding a high-profile pitching prospect with the addition of Matthew Liberatore. The club acquired the left-hander catching prospect Edgardo Rodriguez at a competitive balance round B draft pick from the Rays in exchange for outfielders Jose Martinez and Randy Arozarena and a competitive balance round A draft pick. Liberatore is MLB's number 41 prospect per MLB pipeline. 20-year-old was selected by Tampa Bay with the 16th overall pick in the 2018 draft. He made 16 appearances for Class A Bowling Green in 2019, going 6-2 with a 3.10 earned run average, 76 strikeouts, and 31 walks. The home winning streak for UConn women's basketball is over. Top-ranked Huskies lost 74-58 to number 6 Baylor, ending a 98-game home winning streak dating back to 2013. UConn fell just one shy of its own NCAA record of 99 consecutive home wins. So that's a look at sports news here for you for this week. And coming up here, we'll take a look here at the local sports schedule for today as well as national sports. You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com.
High school girls basketball Thursday on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWRadio.com as Fairfield hosts Edwards County and Black Diamond Conference play. Our broadcast about 7:30 p.m. Thursday with pregame information. Lady Mules basketball is brought to you by Christina Copeland Country Financial, People's National Bank, Garmin Trucking, Fairfield Ready Mix, The Farmer's Daughter, McDowell, Kinslow & Jessup, LLC, Hill Sales & Service, and Wabash General Hospital.
It's Citizens National Bank of Albion's 80th anniversary. That's 80 years of setting the highest banking standards, 80 years of making sure our communities grow and thrive, and 80 years of helping you and your family secure your best financial future. This year will prove to be the best year at Citizens National Bank of Albion as we launch new products, new technologies, and services. More reasons why CNB is your five-star and most trusted financial partner.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn here with you. Let's take a look here at the sports schedule for today. You got several boys high school basketball and girls high school basketball games to tell you about. Let's start off with the boys side first. Hamilton County will be on the road at NCOE. Johnston City will be at Christopher. Cesar Valeria will challenge Trico. Goreville versus Vienna. And Carterville will head out west to take on Chester right there on the river. High school girls basketball. Fairfield will be at Lawrenceville. Hamilton County will square off against DuQuoin. Cesar Valeria Waldenville versus Carterville. Christopher will be at Heron. And Goreville will take on Massac County. Coverage here of this game will be starting up here before too long at 10 o'clock this morning. Illinois will be at Rutgers over there in New Jersey. You can hear the game on WFIW AM 1390 at 103.3 FM. Broadcast coverage of that one begins at 10 o'clock. And I saw an interesting tweet from John Rothstein. He's with CBS Sports. And he posted this. I talked about earlier on a few hours ago about how Rutgers, how they haven't been to the NCAA tournament in how long. Well, the answer to that question is this. Rutgers has not been to the NCAA tournament since 1991. Yeah, 1991. I was only 2 years old back then. The Scarlet Knights have had one 20-win season since 1983. So, big game right there. Rutgers trying to make their first NCAA tournament appearance since 1991. How about that? And also trying to get to that 20-win mark as well. So, that's a game worth keeping an eye on here. But like I said, interesting stuff right there. But Rutgers, they have improved. They have improved. NBA, Chicago will take on Detroit. NFL playoffs, you have Minnesota. They'll be taking on San Francisco. Also, Tennessee be taking on Baltimore on the road. NHL play, St. Louis be taking on the New York Rangers. The Blues still in control of the Central Division of the Western Conference and having a great season at that. One of the top teams overall in the NHL in terms of points. They're not number one, but they're pretty close, actually. Last I checked, Washington Capitals, they were still at number one here. Let me do a quick check of that real quick before we slide on out of here and take a look at the standings here. As the Blues, again, they continue their dominance. St. Louis, 63 points, leading Dallas and Colorado. The Pacific, Vegas and Arizona, they're tied at 54 apiece. Over in the Eastern Conference, in the Atlantic, Boston, 63 points. And then Washington Capitals, they have 65 in the Metropolitan Division. Washington has the most number of points out of any team in the league. So the Blues are tied with Boston for second, I guess you could say, in terms of points that they have notched here. Well, that about does it for Sports Talk here on this Saturday, January 11th. We'd like to thank all of our sponsors for helping us bring Sports Talk to you here on this Saturday, January 11th. Any of these sponsors that you heard here being mentioned this morning, if you have the opportunity, please thank them for their sponsorship. Also, want to thank the businesses that sponsor our basketball broadcast of Boys and Girls High School Basketball all season long here, already over the halfway point, but we still got a lot more games to go here. So again, if you have the opportunity, thank these sponsors for sponsoring a high school basketball broadcast on the radio, not just on the radio, but also through our website, WFIWradio.com, audio stream, or even the video stream as well of Mules Basketball. I'm Derek Dunn signing off here. Have a wonderful Saturday. Be safe this weekend. Again, we'd like to remind you, if you come across a flooded roadway, please turn around, find an alternate route, and we'll see you all next Saturday. Until then, so long.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk has been brought to you by Citizens National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, People's National Bank, Vaughn's Tire, Fairfield Banking Company, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield National Bank, Wainwright Propane, and Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Sports Talk can be heard every Saturday morning at 9 right here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. This has been a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.